Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. We're going to head over to Zach. Zach Carlson, he is an assistant professor and beef cattle specialist at NDSU. Zach, thanks for jumping on a few minutes early today.
It's my pleasure.
Okay, well, maybe we find out a little bit about you just at the very beginning. Talk about your position for a moment at NDSU and what do you do on a daily basis?
Yeah, I am located on campus here in Fargo, and I am the Extension Beef Cattle Specialist, so I serve the entire state. And on a day-to-day basis, it's especially in a year like this year, it's pretty crazy. So we're quickly moving through a bunch of topics and trying to assist county agents as well as producers in the state with options and alternatives as they work through some of this dynamic situation and drought conditions.
Okay. Well, let's get into this a little bit. Now, this has been an extremely difficult year for the drought, the heat, the weather, you know, just the cold snap we had early on. It's just been crazy. So let's talk about some of the things that you were finding as maybe some options for livestock producers and maybe some other things, non-traditional, that they might be able to use for feed in the days and weeks and months ahead.
Absolutely. We were getting a lot of questions, and county agents were talking with a lot of us specialists about producers that were kind of asking questions related to maybe some of those crops that never would be considered in a normal year for forage, but given limited forage, lower pasture production this year, looking at some of these things like cattails, you know, and having the ability to get into some of those low portions of the fields and whatnot and harvesting some cattails and what do those look like. So it was a great way for us to expand a little bit of information on some of these, you know, even questions on harvesting flax or millets and even considering kochia, that weed we all know as forage. And so in a year like this year, we just wanted to put some additional information out there.
So talk about some of the things behind the scenes, though. You know, we go down this road and we're able to use some of these alternatives, which I'm hoping it would be great. What are some of the pitfalls, though? I've read some articles that it might even be so much as just trying to get the cattle used to the different feed.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, when we talk about taking some of these traditional grain crops or things along those lines for forage, producers need to be talking with their crop insurance adjusters and making sure that they can still qualify those crops through USDA farm programs as well as meet the insurance requirements. So first and foremost, check there, as well as additional herbicide insecticide applications. Make sure producers need to know what they've applied and check those labels to make sure these chemicals are cleared for grazing or feeding or haying of sorts for these livestock and that they meet the minimum harvest interval for those chemicals. So check those first and foremost, and then we can kind of move into nitrates can be an issue in some of these, especially with drought-stressed forages, drought-stressed plants. We need to consider and have our forages tested. So if you're going to go ahead and harvest some of these non-traditional forages, make sure you go ahead and take a sample of that and send it in and get a nitrate analysis so that you know what you have.
Sure.
And along those lines, prussic acid or cyanide poisoning can also be a topic of discussion with some of these non-traditional forages. So as we alluded to in the article, from NDSU, just making sure you're talking with your county agent. They can give you insight into some of those things you need to be aware of as we look at some of these different alternatives.
Again, that was Zach Carlson, an NDSU beef cattle specialist. This is Inside Agriculture.